This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history roads. Dynamic banter.
Mike, it's times like these when I love waking up to the smell of a big old hearty breakfast.
Stories like that break my heart.
Stories like that break my heart too, man. But you know what's better than what? You know what, man? Tell me something here now.
Okay.
What do you think is better than? Have you ever felt better waking up in the morning and smelling a big old pile of breakfast cooking in the kitchen? I'm talking bacon. Can you smell that bacon?
Mama always cooked it in a pile.
Mama threw all the breakfast in a pile and said, grab it or lose it.
Because she would eat it, even if she wasn't hungry.
Her mouth would open like a snake. It would unhinge.
Yeah. And that's why Dad fell in love.
Dad loved Dad mouth. Hi, Mom. Thanks for watching Dynamic Banter.
What dat mouth do, parents? Go to your parents and ask them what dat mouth do.
Mike, I have a couple of things to open the show up with right now.
Okay.
Before we get started. Nothing official, but I was in Seattle recently.
Yeah, tell me all about it.
And I'll tell you all about it. But the first thing I want to do is give a shout out. This Uber driver guy was like, his mind was blown that he had a guy that had a podcast in his car.
Wow, Seattle's different.
Seattle's so different.
That's nice. Because
nobody has a podcast in Seattle.
Man, I'd like to quick shout out to Seattle. Yeah.
Let's do this in Seattle. Let's get a studio in Seattle.
Dude, imagine if we did a live show in Seattle and people are like, what the fuck?
What is a podcast?
Where are their instruments?
Dude, so funny. But this guy's name was T-Walla.
Okay, hell yeah.
T-Walla.
That's his rap name or regular name?
Dude, this guy was so awesome. I wanted to give him a shout out because he was like, I'll listen to your podcast. He like followed it while we were in the car.
Like, he was driving.
He was like, yeah, he was. I'm like, do you want me to get the wheel? Or?
Dynamic with a what?
No.
Capital Dynamic.
So I wanted to give that guy a shout out real quick.
Yeah,
he's
thank
a good
you,
driver.
T-Walla. I hope you enjoy it. What if he listens to it and is like, oh, this is not what I thought of.
He's fucked this show. But he's instantly offended by everything. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. Dude, okay, so you've stayed in a hotel before.
Let me
think about it.
Before we go, because I don't want to be dishonest. Yeah, I stayed in a hotel.
Ryan, please. Put that equation around Mike's head. I almost called you Math, around Math's head. Here goes my boy Math. Dude, did I tell you I was like at this karaoke spot a few weeks ago and there were these people that were like staring me down? And I was like, all right, bro. And then eventually we got to talking and they were like, you look like our friend Comfy.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what?
You look like your nickname could be Comfy.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what? You have a friend named Comfy? And they're like, yeah, he's just this like sweet cuddle boy that just like comes and hugs us all. And he's like, he likes to make us laugh and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? You have a Steve in your friend group and his name is Comfy?
Yeah. Dude, check on your friend Comfy, by the way.
Check on Comfy. You know what? Because he might make you comfy.
Yeah.
But what makes Comfy
Who
comfy?
Makes Comfy comfy?
And that's what we're going to deep dive into today.
And we'll find
out. Who makes Comfy comfy?
He's the one who makes Comfy.
Dude, I was thinking about... Oh, my brain's everywhere right now.
That's okay. I'm here.
There was another thing that I was like, I want to do deep dives into this. Because it was fucking bonkers. Oh, God, what was it? I'm so stupid. Dude, it was brilliant. Because, thanks, Mike. It was in line with the those, like, Christian parody, like, shows, like, where the fucking guy comes from.
The ones with the slippery stage.
Oh, I got it. Okay, it's all part of this hotel thing. Okay. You've stayed in hotels.
Yeah.
you've browsed through the TV selections.
Yes, for like 3 minutes top.
Right? And then turn the TV off. Music goes on your phone.
Anything you want to see and know how to find goes on your phone. Yeah.
So we were like, I brought my like Roku so we could connect it to the TV and watch whatever the fuck we want.
Smart traveler.
But man, the fucking, these TVs, the HDMI ports are like hard to get to.
Always. And they're jack bolted to the wall. Dude, welded to the wall. Yeah.
And I think they don't want you to like bring stuff so that you can buy their like trash entertainment.
Yeah, you don't want to see fucking Turner and Hooch too?
Certainly not. No, yeah, right? With Wanda Sykes.
Yeah, you don't want to see fucking every show Mario Lopez has ever made.
Yeah, Wanda Sykes is the voice of the new dog. And the dog didn't even talk in Turner and Hooch.
It's Hooch and Hooch.
Who made poo-poo on my favorite bed?
My favorite bed.
But dude, so we were looking through the menu for at movies and we were just like laughing. It was like me and some friends. And we got to the adult section.
Oh, and there always is.
Come on. It's so fun.
You gotta watch porn with your friends.
You gotta yes, totally. But I'm not gonna pay.
I was gonna say it was free.
Dude, no. Yeah. It was $20.
Yeah, to watch like 2005.
Yeah.
Watch people with haircuts that don't exist anymore. Fuck bad.
And you're like you're like porn on my phone.
I can do this 40 seconds at a time
for free.
I have friends who make better porn than that.
And dude, for real, for real.
Yeah, shout out.
Real talk.
Shout out T Waller.
Shout out to all our sex, our S dubs. Dude, so like the so I was looking at those movies. And I'm like, you're paying $20 for like a movie that it one porn.
Yeah.
Like
you gotta be invested. How do you even know you like the people fucking so much to watch them for an hour? Dude,
variety is the spice of life.
Yes.
I'm telling you, sorry, mom, hit mute or something. But sorry. I like to fly.
These
around.
Are the facts.
Sorry.
You caught us doing it when we were younger.
Listen, mom, you wanna listen to this show? You're gonna hear about all the porn I look at.
You promised me I promised you that I'd never look at it again. And I grew up and I made sure you never found out.
Yeah.
And that was the work that I did.
Yeah. And I will take steps, mom. Are you listening? I will take steps to hide the weirdest shit in my home so that you don't find it.
And I'm doing that for you.
And I'm doing that for you, mom, because I love you so much.
Do I ask about all the wholesome sex that you and dad had? Yeah, no, I don't.
Definitely not.
Two times? Nope. Do I ask about the two times that you guys had sex?
Do I ask you about what porn was when you were my age?
No, because I know because I've seen it.
Because I've seen it and it sucks.
I literally, my search is porn my parents would have watched.
Dude, so I was like flipping through and I'm like, man, I'm never like, I would never like, who is this for? This is for people who don't know how to use the internet.
Have you guys ever paid for a porn?
Absolutely not.
I did once. You did? I did once because Zoya was like, why don't you watch a porn or something?
Yeah.
And I did it in the hotel and I just remember I probably fell asleep 5 minutes into it. Yeah. Like literally anything I watch. Cops was my go-to.
Jack off show
for a long time. No, it was my go-to like hotel in the middle of nowhere show.
Yeah, because it just plays on a continuous block.
Yeah. Dude, and then when I went to Montreal, I was watching, there was Canadian Cops, and it's way different.
Are you doing something you shouldn't be doing there?
Hey, quiet down.
Okay.
That was all of them.
And it's like, but have in a nice French. Day.
And literally everything was in French. Like, there were, like, Lifetime movies and Hallmark movies, but they were all in French.
Yeah.
And they were all when I woke up in the middle of the night. Like, c'est balcony, c'est conquin, c'est conquin, tea.
It's so funny, please, so funny, so.
Yeah. And I was like, I wouldn't care about this even if it was in English.
Dude, would the Cops theme in Canada be like, good boys, good boys.
Good boys, keep on, everyone deserves a second chance.
Naughty boys, naughty boys. Sometimes they mess up.
Let them off with the warming.
We let them off with the warming.
Let the damn off with the warming.
Suck my blood.
It's called, yeah. Oh, that's great.
It's called Les Cops.
Les Mounties. And we're letting them off with the whelming.
You slap him on the wrist.
Slap him now on the wrist. put them on the list and be on the yell way. Let the damn off with the woman.
Dude, that's so funny.
Dude,
that's so funny. Canadian talking about me and comedian Robbie Hoffman, name drop. I just think everyone should know about Robbie Hoffman. We're talking about how they grew up in Toronto or just outside of Toronto. And they were talking about how different it is than New York City. It's like a cleaner New York City. And like, they were talking about how you're not supposed to ride the train for free, but if you do, they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, come on.
Is it like, come on.
You know, they won't fucking throw you in jail for hopping the turnstile or whatever. And it's like, just calmer.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
Every other
yeah.
City.
No yeah. one loses their shit yeah. right away like they do yeah. here.
And then you go to Montreal and everyone gets mad if you don't speak their specific brand of French. Yeah. But that's like the. I won't say it's the most because I don't know. That's an uninformed thing.
Right.
But it just seems like.
In your experience.
Yeah, yeah. It seems calmer.
I like that. Robert Calmer.
Let the damn off with the whammy.
A little bit slap on the wrist. dude, so we were going through the porns. And, dude, I think I found a thing I want to do.
Okay. Porn.
Porn. Yeah. I want to do porn.
You'd make a lot of money.
I want to write descriptions.
For porn?
For porn.
So you want to watch it and then be like, here are the three sentences that'll make somebody... Well, three sentences. What are we kidding?
Right?
Here's the sentence and
here's
a half.
Here's the one sentence.
Yeah. Here's the tagline.
Dude, this is a video apparently from Brazzers that you can just buy here. Brazzers, yeah. World famous Jack and
Not a sponsor.
Company. Not a sponsor. They're a little Jack and Cum mom and pop shop.
Support your local Jack and Cum.
Jack and Cum shop. This movie was $20. It's an hour and 23 minutes. Think that's worth $20? I certainly don't.
An hour and 23 minutes with the same people in it?
Yeah, dude. All right, but check this out. This was the title of it, okay? Tall MILFs Punish Lil Guys.
Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, man, the biggest problem is not wanting to commit because you don't know what you're in for.
I'm coming.
But man, is that descriptive.
So, okay, but here's this is the best fucking thing ever. Here's the description of the movie. Right?
That's not it? The title?
That's just the title.
It.
The title is, yeah, right? Like, that's all you need.
That's
you don't need more
it.
Than that.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the picture and the title is all you need. Like the thumbnail and the title.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not reading porn descriptions, are you? Are you going through your things and going like, what happens in this?
No, you read the title.
You read the title, and maybe like, there's a thumbnail.
And you're like, you read the title, and then you're like, I hope that's what happens.
Yeah. But like, I think the thumbnail matters more than the title.
And that's a great lesson for any creator out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely. Like, if there's some kind of hot babe on the thumbnail and you're like, yeah, that girl's going to get my rocks going. Then you...
Man, I hope she's in this clip.
I hope she's in this.
I hope she shows
if
up.
If there's an attractive woman or man for you or whatever, non-binary, we're woke here.
Keep in mind, we're woke.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
I just think the thumbnail, if the thumbnail has an attractive person in it and you roll your mouse over it and it shows you like a clip from it or something and you're like, ooh, yeah. It doesn't matter if the title is like newborn son fucks mom right out of the womb.
Newborn son goes back and forth into mom. Dude, I think I hate this.
Dude,
I think I hate it. Let's start over.
But you didn't.
Hey, welcome to a show where we'll be talking about jazz.
We're not
music.
Talking about cum at all. What if we for one time didn't talk about cum?
I wish you could omit terms from porn sites.
Oh, that's a
like
yeah.
I wish you can go into Sun. A porn site and it gives you like a field.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you absolutely
like,
not want to see before we yeah. show you anything?
Yeah. Take these terms out.
Anything with any allusion to, I don't care if you're related by like marriage only.
I want
none of it.
I want the family fucking out.
I get scared for Gen Z. I had a joke about it for a while where I was like, Gen Z is gonna be so fucked up on this like
stepmom I know
stuff that they're gonna be like, well, I won't do the joke. I'll save it.
Dude, but they're going to be fucked up. We don't know what's going to happen.
We kind of know because we're fucked up.
Yeah,
we saw shit too. We saw HBO too early.
But dude, when I was a kid, it was like this man meets this woman at a bar.
Only.
And then the woman humps the man's belly button for a half hour with her big fake tits out.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, is this sex?
Whoa, what comes out of my belly?
They do three positions. They do missionary. They do maybe cowgirl.
The backwards one.
And then there's like a blowjob where the girl is like up here.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh. Yeah, like, whoa, blah, blah, blah.
Well, that woman's head is tall.
And I'm like, where's that guy's dick? I guess it doesn't matter.
like, that's when you first start to feel really inadequate about yourself.
Well, sure.
When I get a blowjob, their head is like, their not even arms.
Yeah,
like.
Their head's like at my knees. Because I don't go this way, I go that way.
Wait, how do they put their back to the door to keep their friends coming in if they're on the bed?
Dude, but like, yeah, our stuff was real, like, I mean, unless you went to like the deepest, darkest corners of the internet
on
or whatever,
TV, we had like Disney.
It was real Disney, like vanilla stuff.
Yeah,
it was like Midnight at the Opera or something. And it's like this woman.
And then the opera guy takes off his mask and she's like, what?
Yeah, and then the next thing you know, she's blowing him up here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh! So, like, and like, what happened to us? I don't think we're as twisted up as some of these kids are going to be.
Hmm.
Seeing all this, like, mother, son fucking shit, and all this, like, cousin. Yeah. Like, I don't get it.
Here's my advice to anyone in our generation when and if you get divorced and have kids. Don't marry anybody else, or I guess never talk to your kid again if you do.
Yeah, exactly. And never do the laundry when your stepson's in the house.
Dude, if you're a stepmom and you have a teenage stepdaughter or son, don't look under the table
under the table.
Don't never fix the fridge.
No.
Call the professional to look under your coffee table if you drop your keys.
Dude, I saw one time I watched this porn where like this girl was like having breakfast at like a table, like a two-person table that was like circular. And she was wearing like an underwear and like a shirt.
Yeah.
And she's just having her breakfast. And then she puts her hand down on the table. And she's like, oh no, what is this, glue? Dude, and it's like the stepbrother comes in, he's like, yo, what's going on? And she's like, I'm stuck, my hand is stuck to the table. And he's like, oh yeah?
Whoa.
He just starts having sex with
her. Yeah, that teaches you bad. That teaches you bad.
And she's like, stepbrother, what are you doing?
Oh no.
And it's like, why?
Yeah, yeah. Don't
fuck making these fuckers want to fuck their stepsisters?
You know what? It's very interesting because maybe it's super woke to fuck your stepsister.
Maybe it is.
Because it's like your parents are having sex and they're strangers.
Yeah.
And then they just like brought another
person in.
Yeah. So it's like, why can't you have sex?
Because it's naughty. Everyone likes stuff that's naughty. Like, and I think the naughty level is rising.
I don't think that we should call them stepbrothers and stepsisters.
Yeah. We should call them strange brother, strange sister.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
strange brother has sex with strange sister.
Yeah, strange bro.
Strange. Strangers. Strange sis. Yeah. Stranger that mom that isn't your mom brought into the house.
Stranger. Stranger than friction.
The guy that you're... Strangers and friction.
Strangers and also friction.
The man that your dad... Or the woman that your dad is seeing brought their daughter that's your age. Maybe he's a little better than your stepsister.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't know,
dude,
man.
Like, I know... like, friends of mine who have stepbrothers who are... They're... like very attractive.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
and that's that.
you're setting yourselves up.
Yeah.
Because now you're in, like, it's Christmas. Everything is sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is sexy at Christmas.
Well, listen, man. I'm not
Thanksgiving.
I'm not going to pretend.
Yeah.
That in my massive Mexican household, there wasn't at least, like, one or two attractive cousins.
Of course. Of course.
I won't pretend.
Yeah.
And I won't pretend that during every holiday, as a little prepubescent boy, you're like, hey, I'm going to see that hot cousin of mine again.
Mm, yeah.
And, like, you're never going to act on it, though.
No, you're not supposed to.
No.
You're not supposed to. And then you do, and the whole family is like. The
family kicks you out.
Now we can't hang out with a part of the fam. There's a part of our history that's gone because you threw a finger in your cousin.
I'm coming.
But, like, you know, I think it's like, where is this coming from? Is it like people who have hot stepsisters or hot stepbrothers and they like, and the idea of like accidentally, like one night you're horny and then like you go into your stepsister's room and she's like, I'm horny too. Or yeah. She's watching porn. Like, or
damn,
something.
I wish we both had two other people here.
Yeah, exactly. I wish there were people that were related just by marriage here. And man, nothing else.
If only two people could meet each other like our parents met each other.
Why can't we do that?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway.
Why can't we do
these
that?
Are people who have these things. They have like a sister or a stepsister or stepbrother or whatever that they're like in their weird, darkest, twisted corners of their mind. They're like, man, something could happen between us and who cares?
Dude, if you're fucking your stepbrother or stepsister, you're kind of cosplaying as your parents.
That's really funny. Thanks, man. Yeah, down. You gotta write that one down. But dude, like, I don't know. It's not for me. And that's okay. And that's all right. And if it's for you, you're a little gross, but it's okay too.
Dude, I can't wait until a DB, somebody who listens to the podcast, comes and sees me do stand up. And I just say that exact sentence and they're like, you didn't change any of it.
I already heard it on the show. Okay. So back to this porn that we found on the TV called Tall MILFs Punish Lil Guys.
It's cool because it's their step lil guy.
It's a step lil guy.
Tall MILFs.
So here's the dude. This is the part of the description. This is the porn. This description made me want to write porn.
I don't get that. That was like serendipitous and beautiful.
So good.
So this made you want to
write. It made me want to write porn descriptions. Here it is. Tall MILFs punish lil guys. Gorgeous, busty Amazons dominate pesky butt hung.
Dude, like, they're reading the thing and like, I bet they got a little dick.
Wait, were these pesky guys? No, they're hung, man. In the first sentence, there, but they're hung.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous, busty Amazons dominate pesky butt hung 18 and 19-year-old pip squeaks.
No.
This is the greatest sentence coming up. These lil humpers want to test her? Question mark? Well, she'll use her huge hooters and wet mom hole to teach them a lesson.
Oh no. I can picture the person writing that, and it's not a woman.
It's not even someone who's trying to be funny.
No. Mom hole? Come on.
Wet mom hole.
They're like, let's give this to a 16-year-old and see if they like it. And let's let the 16-year-old write about, can you do the thing where you highlight the text?
Yes! Oh my God. Please.
All wet right. Mom hold? Okay, go ahead.
Dude, I can't believe this.
Gorgeous, busty Amazons dominate pesky, but hung 18 and 19-year-old pipsqueaks. These lil humpers want to test her. Well, she'll use her huge hooters and wet mom hold to teach them a lesson.
Dude, what if halfway through that voice was like, oh, come on.
This one sucks. This one's too much, guys.
No. Dude, you press highlight all and then and it goes, speak. It goes, no. Nah.
Is this Heather?
You do it.
Yeah, Heather's yeah. the voice.
Come that... on, guys.
Come on.
I don't want.
All right.
Dude, Heather would never read that sentence.
Let's
ever.
See if we could get Heather to.
It's not. I'm telling you, it's never.
Well, you think she'd
happen.
Read it to us off of recording?
No, I honestly don't. I honestly don't think.
I love having a friend like that.
Yeah, it's
I
important.
I really do.
It's important to have one wholesome friend, one dirtbag piece of shit
yes.
friend. You gotta know everybody. You yeah. can't. That's why the internet's fucking everybody up. Is because like it's so easy to find people who are just like exactly like you, and you can't have that. You gotta have a well-rounded yeah. experience. You gotta travel. You gotta meet people that believe other things than you, and you gotta have them in your groups.
Yes.
So you could have like a broader world view.
Yeah. Dude, I just recently became friends with someone who like hates nerd shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Like, can I be friends with this person?
You should.
Like, but can I? Like, can't,
but
like,
there's
what?
There's other things. See, I think the magic and the growth is getting together on the other thing.
Yeah.
Like nerd stuff is such a big part of your life, but
yeah.
you're like, oh, I didn't even know that I like this as much as that guy likes this.
Right.
Or that girl
right.
likes this. And then that is like, that broadens your horizons to other people.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, sure. Like this is a bad example, but like a Democrat and a Republican,
sure,
but
sure.
we connect on like these levels.
Yeah.
Like when I went to Texas, I would talk to a bunch of people who I know that we didn't connect on a lot of different things, but then there would be something like either wrestling
yeah.
or whatever. That's what like sports does to people.
Dude, sports. So
yeah.
there was like a
sports are gay as hell.
I don't know.
I'm coming.
And it's so important.
Dude, I was in Seattle, I don't know, what is it, the Seahawks or something?
Uh-huh.
So there's like, we were staying next to like, I guess I didn't realize you could have two massive sports arenas like next to each other,
yeah.
essentially.
Uh-huh.
It like blew my mind a
yeah.
little bit because I was like, why do you need that? Like, can't you just use this one? But I guess like
can't
maybe...
the hockey team play on the grass?
Dude, but it's like, right, why can't they?
Yeah.
But a lot of times these like new stadiums will like the grass will like lower down and
yeah.
then zoom out
yeah.
and they'll bring
each,
up like a batch.
Each of the blades of grass sucks into the ground and water comes up and freezes.
Dude, in the future,
dude,
right?
Dude, it's only, dude, we're a couple weeks away from that.
Absolutely we
yeah.
are. But like I've seen those state-of-the-art like arenas where like
yeah.
the floor can be something else. You ever seen that?
Yeah. They,
yeah, it's
a lot
crazy.
Of the indoor ones, it's like the floor, it just goes like that.
Right, right. No, totally.
Yeah. Or they put the basketball court on top of the
yes,
yeah.
yeah. And so it blew my mind that there were like two massive arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're talking hundreds of thousands of seats, probably,
yeah. uh-huh.
right? And I was like, this is crazy. So this is like definitely like a sports town. Like this is where.
Yeah, they love their sports.
They love their sports. And we didn't realize, but there was like a big Seahawks game going on like right when we got there. So there were like, I don't know if it was the Seahawks or some other team.
Must have been something, but not football, I don't think.
It was baseball.
Baseball. Mariners.
Mariners, that's
yeah.
what it was. So it was Mariners, and it was like this huge Mariners game. There's like all these sports people all around, and I'm like, whoa, these are like people that are like so excited to come here. It's like their Comic-Con, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah.
Like they're all like dressed up in their jerseys, and they got their like popcorn and their comfy seat cushions and shit. Like they're all ready to go.
Like
dude.
Seat cushions with that guy comfy's face.
Dude, comfy.
It's comfy seat cover night.
Comfy needs to start a clothing brand.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
just
comfy
like
clothes.
Comfy clothes,
yeah.
comfy wear. dude, but like,
dude, we should make those like you know those pink, like
yeah.
how that was.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
yeah.
on the butt
it just
and
says
everything.
Comfy.
Mm. Dude, short shorts.
Yeah,
that say comfy on the butt. You got
born comfy.
Born comfy. Oh shit.
Byron. He's not.
Come on, Byron, you listening? So like there were all these sports folks and I was like, you know, part of me is like, hey, he's fucking sports guys, just like a sports guy would be like, hey, he's fucking nerds.
Yeah.
Watching them all walk around in their costumes and shit. But instead, I was like, let me feel this energy of the everyone being so excited to be there. And there's these like hot dog vendors and like all like making all this like shit all along the like walkway to get to like the big arena. And our hotel was literally right next to the arena. Like one of the arenas, and the other one was like right there. So like all night we could hear people going like, "What shit?" And I liked it. I like hearing like happiness, and
it's just being nerdy about sports.
So and one of the things that I saw was like maybe the most adorable fucking thing ever. This old, I want to say, man, like maybe like late 80s, early 90s, year old woman comes off of like a shuttle.
Fucking her stepson.
And there's and her
disciplining her stepson.
Her stepson is she's stuck to the bus. Her hands are stuck. I can't get my hands off.
Grandma gets stuck to bus.
And this super stud with step like grandson stud.
Somebody called Triple D.
Sorry, somebody called Triple D. So she steps off of the shuttle, and there's like a younger woman, like I'd say 60s, maybe 70s, that's like kind of helping her off.
Nice.
And I noticed the old lady was wearing like this big Mariner's jacket.
Yeah.
And she had like Mariner's shirt on and a Mariner's hat.
Yeah.
And she's like so excited to be going to the Mariner's game. And I'm like, this is the most adorable thing I think I've ever seen. And then the kicker, dude, her cane was a baseball bat.
Cool.
It very was a cool. baseball bat.
Very, very
and the
cool.
bottom of it had like a rubber thing under it, and the top of it was like the top of the baseball, like the bottom of the baseball bat.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like walking with it, and I was like, this woman is amazing.
Yeah, cut to the Mariners losing in the playoffs, and she's breaking just, out.
She snaps windows. It on her leg.
Breaking out windows on the way to her car.
Yeah, smashing her own car.
Goddamn, hit into a double play in the just ninth inning.
Smacking the hood of her car.
Dude, that's great. Dude, there's so many videos of like grandparents or parents introducing their kids to baseball, bringing their kids to a baseball game for the first time. And like that was me. My dad used to bring me to Shea Stadium where the Mets used to play in Queens. And I used to love it so fucking much. I had all my favorite guys. And then you get to like, it's not like watching TV. It's like you get to watch the thing happen.
Yeah.
And then we get to go home and play Little League and like, well, maybe I could do that. Yeah. Someday. Yeah. And there's not one person in Little League that's like, I'll do this for a while. And then like,
see what happens.
Something else. No, we all think we're going to like play in Shea Stadium one day. And it's a very beautiful thing. I still like, you know, once in a while it'll come up on TikTok or whatever. And I'll fucking bawl my eyes out watching it. There was a video that happened recently where a kid hit his first home run
what?
And then gave the ball to his grandfather. And damn. Then the grandfather started crying.
Damn.
I think because it hurt him.
Yeah. Yeah. It hurt when he put his hand, it was still hot from when it got hit. And he's like, ah, and he's crying.
Why would you do this to me?
Ah, it's a hot ball. Ah!
I'm gonna fuck your stepmom. But no, baseball is beautiful. It's honest to God. It's just like looked, it was people great. People want so badly to be, whether it's because when you were little, maybe a jock made fun of a nerd, or people like isolate themselves and they think I'm better than you because I like this thing and I have some kind of a thing against your thing. But it's so similar. It's really totally the, it's is. The exact same thing. It's only you like different things.
It totally is.
But people want to get so like, this is my team.
Yeah.
This is my thing. Anything you like is shitty. Like there was a TikTok comment the other day. I posted one of my jokes about wrestling. And somebody was like, man, wrestling is the lowest form of entertainment. This is fucking trash. And instead of being like, hey, dude, fuck you, or not saying anything, I was legit like, what do you like?
Yeah.
And he was like, anything. I watch everything but wrestling. And I was like, oh, you're just having one of those days. I don't need.
Well,
don't
and
need
they that. Also were instantly put in the corner because you were like, well, what do you like?
Yeah.
Because if you're any kind of intelligent at all, even like the lowest amount of intelligence, when you say wrestling sucks and then someone asks you, well, then what do you like? your brain goes, oh shit, well, I probably like shit the same as that person, and they're gonna throw it back at me and I'm dumb.
Yeah.
And then the defense mechanism is, but I like everything except wrestling. Fuck you, you can't change my mind, get away.
Yeah. Why not have those thoughts before you write,
I know,
this is fucking stupid.
I know.
I legit, like, my whole, maybe it's just being a grown up, like an elder grown up.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like mid grown ups right now. But it's like,
an elder grown up.
Elder millennial.
Yeah, elder millennial.
Mid-sized grown up.
Yeah.
It's like I see shitty YouTube comments differently. And like I see a lot of comedians who are like, you know, really went hard on the internet during the pandemic, now just dealing with like shitty comments like we all did in our like late teens, early 20s, coming up in the YouTube thing. And they'll like highlight a comment and they'll do a whole video about it. I'm like, yo, you don't need to like, don't give that shit any kind of attention. And now as like a mid grown up,
right,
I'll look at a very negative comment and know exactly, it's way more revealing about that person first.
Yeah.
And like, there's a complete separation of feelings from what that person wrote, even if they're writing it about you.
Right.
Like I saw a TikTok, it's like this motivational guy and he like, he mentors all these kids. And one of the kids was making fun of the other kid. And he's like, if I went up to you and I said, you're blue and you could fly, and that's fucking stupid.
Uh-huh.
Like, do you feel anything from that?
I feel like I'm being attacked.
Right. But if I said, I don't like you because you're blue and you could fly.
I'd be like well,
me
you
saying
know,
that to you.
I feel the aggression, but I'm like, but that's not what I am.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's like a separation.
Right.
And it's like, that's all. Those people don't know you.
Yeah, they don't know you in any way.
Right. They think they do, and they're wrong about you, which is even worse.
Right.
You know, and then if there's something that they say that hits on something you think about yourself, literally all you got to do is like, why do I think that about myself? Is that valid?
Yeah.
You know,
I used to like, there was this person very recently, and this hasn't happened to me in so fucking long.
Yeah.
The last time this happened to me, maybe during the SourceFed days to a degree, but when I worked at Sony, there was this guy in my team that like definitely hated me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if it was because I was like funny and people liked me because of that, and they weren't, and people like got a weird vibe off of them. But they had their friends and shit too. But like everybody loved me. Like they would come around to come see me.
You maybe had something that they wanted.
Yeah, maybe. Like but they treated me like shit because of it. And I wanted to be like, why don't you like me? And it bothered me that they didn't like me.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do I do? Just be super nice to this guy always?
Uh-huh.
And then never give them a reason to not like me because I'm just nice to them?
Sure.
And it didn't really work because I would be nice to them and then they'd just be like, fuck you about it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, what am I supposed to do? Be a dick back to them? And then I tried that a little bit. And then they just were like, that guy's a dick. And like,
see,
right?
I knew it.
And so I was like, all right, well, I can't win with this guy. And I eventually was just like, I realized, and this was like, I was pretty young. Like this was like one of my first big jobs.
Learning lesson.
I learned that like, you can't make everyone like
no,
you.
That's
no
not,
matter what.
Right. That's not it.
But like, I feel like I'm kind of good at making people kind of comfortable and allowing people to kind of like have, like although I can dominate a moment, I like to give people their time too, you know, just even if they're not like an actor or a comedian or whatever, because it makes someone feel like they're included and it's like something that you do to make someone feel comfortable.
Right.
So like, I feel like I'm good at that. So like, if someone's like, I don't like that guy, I could be like, well, let me prove to you that like, I'm like kind of, I can make this comfortable.
Like you also exist in this space.
Exactly.
Unless you're being a dick and then you're out.
And it's your own thing, right?
And then the right thing to do is to just not have anything to do with
each
other. Exactly. Because it's like, once you figure out you don't get along, why would you be around?
Because it's like, there's this weird mechanism in my brain that's like, I was bullied as a kid and then I learned to be funny and then people started to like me because of that. And then there's still that bullied guy in there that was like bullied by people that didn't like me And I just wanted people to like me. And there's that whole world of like, you just want people to like you.
Right.
But you just can't. You right. can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, as this old man, now I was in like a bar and there's this guy that's like friends with other friends. And like, I try to be friends with that person. And I get this like weird, like stay away from me vibe from this guy. And I'm like, no problem.
Yeah, gotcha.
And one day he came in and none of his other friends were there. And I was there with my friends. And this person was just standing at the bar, like getting a drink and kind of just like looking around. And they seemed kind of like their friends weren't there yet. So they were just kind of chilling. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring this guy over to my friends and introduce him to my friends.
He's like, I said no.
Dude, I went over to him and I was like, hey man, what's up? And he goes, not today. I'm not doing well. I don't want to talk to you right now. And damn. He turns around. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like,
also good for that guy.
Yeah.
Super honest. That has nothing to do
totally.
With you.
Totally.
And that's the other thing. It's like, you, even if somebody's bullying you, like, you don't know. Just keep your distance because you don't know what they're going through either. Like, they're bullying you for a reason, and it's not because they're doing great. No one who's doing great is going to be like, fuck.
Yeah, come everyone. On over. Yeah. But the thing was like, you're right. It was totally something that was going on with them, had nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
But because of the past, like, situations or like times where I've seen this person that they give me this weird vibe, like, I don't even want to talk to you. I'm annoyed by you. It felt like that was them going like, I'm in a bad mood. I don't feel like talking to people, but I triply don't feel like talking to this motherfucker.
Right.
And I come over with my big dumb smile. I'm like, hey man, what's up? How are you doing? Like, come talk to my friends and let's, and he's like, fuck you basically. And I'm like, whoa. And so I was like, okay. To me, in my brain, I was like, that was my last attempt.
Yeah, yeah.
To be like,
that's what that
is. Let me show you who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And like, to a tiny degree, that's the same with like the internet version. When someone comments on something and they're like so wrong about you and they're like, this motherfucker, I know it, that mm-hmm. they're like this. And you're like, dude, you don't even know me because I am not that at all.
Yeah.
And I wanted a chance to prove to that guy that I'm not what he thinks I am.
Yeah.
But when he was like straight up like, I don't want to talk to you, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, this guy feels so strongly about the way he does about me
mm-hmm.
or this situation or whatever, that he's already made up his mind. There's no way I'm going to waste any of my energy trying to prove to that guy that I'm not what he thinks I am.
Right.
And it was like a big moment for me.
Yeah.
And it has happened now. It happened like a few weeks ago.
Still, I mean, you don't get to choose.
I know.
It's, you have to be, you can't just decide to do that. It's like experiences push you into that like mindset. And there's like, there's some specific things that people will show up in comments and say things that have like nothing to do with me. And I know that they don't even know about the situation. And I'm like, well, what am I gonna, you can't just tell someone you're only commenting on what you think you know. And you don't know because you're not here. So what's the point of this conversation?
Right. And that person is like looking at a thing where like two people are laughing and having a really good time.
And say like, you don't deserve to be happy.
Yeah. And it's like, how dare you be happy?
Yeah.
And how dare all these other people say like, your happiness is infectious and we love your show.
Sure.
And but in the bottom of their weird, like, whatever they're stuck in, their own personal shit, they're like, well, you shouldn't even be liked because you're such a piece of shit for something you did.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, you guys don't even know shit.
You don't.
You don't know shit.
Because you're so far away.
And you'll never know shit.
Even I thought, like, here's a good example, a more broad example. Like, anything that happens with celebrities, like, I think I had a different perspective on it when I was in Connecticut versus like here. Cause now we're older and we know celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so weird to me that people will like publicize breakups or like things that any, like a, like
things that happen to us.
Yeah.
And you listeners.
And just because those people are famous, you feel like you get to weigh in on that stuff. Like the Pete and Kim Kardashian thing. They broke up and everyone had
something to say.
And I'm like, here's a dude who's like very depressed and like suicidal. And now everyone
is weighing from, in on their breakup.
Michigan and Connecticut is like, I get to say whatever the fuck I want. Like, why? Because you saw them on SNL or because Kim Kardashian's on a billboard? And I thought when I was in Connecticut, like, they're just kind of cartoon people. And why even put yourself out there if you don't want everyone to know about every aspect of your life? But the fact of the matter is, like, they're just trying to have a job. They didn't work out in corporate America, so they have a more like creative job, and they got to wherever they got, whether you think that that's warranted or not. That's really, no one gives a fuck about your opinion if you think Pete Davidson or Kim Kardashian is deserving of what they have.
Yeah.
And then they get together and they try to make a relationship work, something that almost everybody has experience in. Like, you know how tough it is.
Oh, yeah.
You spend your whole, like, teens and 20s, like, trying to figure out why this is so hard. Yeah. And then, like, you watch it unfold with three or four other people and you're like, fuck you.
Right.
Like, who? I had a thought the other day, and I'm sorry for not finishing any of these sentences, but I'm having thoughts. I think that TV... We saw things on TV and we were like, that is a magical land.
Yeah.
And everyone watched TV and you got your news and you found out what was going on in pop culture. Everything was on TV. Yeah. Now everything's on the internet.
Yeah.
And the difference is everyone else is on the internet too.
Everyone's got their own show.
So it's like I could tweet an opinion and see it pop up on the same place where I get my news and entertainment.
And celebrity shit, yeah.
And so I think that it's same thing.
Yeah.
But it is not.
Yeah, no.
Everyone can say anything that they want, but it still doesn't matter.
Right. Right.
Yeah, and just know that if you're not like, if you don't fully understand or know about a situation, your opinion might not matter. And you can say whatever you want because God bless America.
Yeah.
But you don't, you can't take offense when no one gives a fuck about what you have to say.
Yeah.
And God bless America.
Yeah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
And I just believe all of that very wholeheartedly.
I agree, dude. And I think like, man, it's so funny that you bring up the like the breakup thing because it's like, on the one hand, especially the Kardashians, they live to be viewed.
That's their whole, that's their business.
Their whole thing is they want you to look at them.
Uh-huh.
And whether you listen to them or like obsess over them, they just want it. They want your attention.
Yeah.
So they, their job is to be like in the news all the time.
You're like so the billboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like when you are that, you're like asking for people to give you their opinion about you because you're like opening up the floodgates for like, I want your attention. I want your attention. And if you're just swallowing droves of attention because that's what grows your empire, then you're absolutely going to get people going like, yeah, but here's what I think about your tits. Or like, here's what I think about your relationship and shit. And it's just like a byproduct of opening up the floodgates to opinions and eyes. Oh. So it's like,
I was waiting for it.
So it's like when you like open flood. But like, so when you get into a breakup and you're like, this is a personal thing that my heart is broken about, but everything else I do is I want you all to talk about it and look at me and discuss it. But it's like you can't choose to be like, but this breakup thing, can you just be respectful and not? Because you open up every other aspect of your life for people to like swallow and ingest. So it's like, but it doesn't change the fact that a breakup still hurts like a motherfucker.
Yeah, like think about
it. And it doesn't change the fact that you don't want people to talk about your breakup for the next 6 months or year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a byproduct. It's like the result of opening up your life to the world.
Open life.
And it would be nice if it could be like, hey, I know I'm selling my life to you. Like the Kardashians sell their daily lives to the world. But it would be nice to be like, can we keep things that like you would find hurtful, like out of the equation. Like when someone, any listener that's been through a breakup knows it hurts like a motherfuck. Now imagine the entire world talking about it.
Dude, I think about like when you break up with someone and it's new and fresh, like the hour before you go to sleep.
Yeah.
When it's all you're thinking about and no one in any comment section of anything is thinking about that or like there with you
going through that. No, they just want to knock you down. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a bummer. And it's like before you put, I'm not really saying you because I doubt that anyone who listens to this show, this is part of being in like that echo chamber. But I just wish that everyone ran literally everything they do through the who is this for filter.
I know.
Like
I
put
know.
Anything on the internet and be like, who's this? Why am I doing this? Who's this for? I can't tell you. Like I used to tweet more like negative snarky things because I thought it was funny. And now literally every single time I tweet, I'm like, if it has any negativity in it, I'm like, who's it for? Is it worth it? Sometimes I'll go back and delete stuff because it's like, you know, it's very popular internet opinion to be like, everything is fucked. This is the end of the world, blah, blah, blah. Also, like, welcome to the last fucking 15 years of every year is the end of the world and you're still here. So fucking pep up. And it's like, do you want to contribute to that?
Yeah.
If you think that that is so sad that times are like this or whatever, or do you want to like be a little glimmer? Do you want to be a sprinkle on the frosting?
Yeah. Cause we could, like, we have the power to be like, be more positive and probably change the collective attitude by all doing that.
Yeah.
We do have the power to do that.
Yeah.
But
little by
little. But for me, it's like, I like a good, like, negative, a good, funny, negative opinion. Like, even in my friends group, like, I love when something's like a negative, funny joke.
Yeah.
I don't want it all the time because then you just become that guy that's negative forever.
You're talking about like group texts and stuff. Like that. But that's in a group of people that you know get the joke.
But
I'm talking about putting a negative thing out.
I know. I battle.
I'm not saying you can't.
Totally.
Everyone has their own senses of humor and everyone gets something else out of that. I'm just saying like.
Yeah, for me, it's like I feel like, man, I want to keep negative type tweets to things that like I know about.
Yeah.
Like if it's a movie thing, I could say a negative thing about it because I've made my life movies.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can say a thing and not have someone be like, well, I hope it's not misinterpreted as my word is what matters. It's literally a comedian being, here's a negative funny thing about a movie or whatever.
So if your life is Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, then you could talk shit about
that. Yeah, exactly.
Because that's your whole shit.
Yeah, if you made it your entire life. Dude, that's the thing. Like, I want to see funny things about it.
Yeah.
Even if it's something as personal as two people breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to cope with pain with humor.
Yeah.
Like, I like to wrap it all around in humor. So it's like, if something is like shocking, like a celebrity dies that you really loved, but someone's like, here's this like really funny thing they said that was like maybe kind of negative.
You should follow Ari Shaffir.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That's his whole thing.
Really? Oh, I love that.
That's
is just, that true?
That's lit. Yeah. That's like his whole.
Is it funny though?
Sometimes.
Okay, see, I want it to be funny.
Yeah.
Because if it's just mean-spirited and you can tell it's coming from them because
I think
they're.
How you set it up is exactly the thing.
Okay. Yeah. So I just like, it's weird. I want like a balance of like, in my perfect world where I can curate what Twitter is, it would be like only really, really funny people can comment on things like the Kardashian breakups.
Yeah.
Everyone else can shut the fuck up because it's not funny.
Right.
And you're just adding to the noise of garbage.
Dude, my friend Katrina the other day was talking about how when you're hanging out with people who aren't necessarily funny and they say something and then they clarify that they're kidding afterwards, but you as a funny person know what they were doing. It just wasn't funny.
Right.
They're like, I need a perfect thing to say after that. And I commented, I've been saying that's no good.
When they like, say I'm kidding.
Yeah. No. Like before that.
like when
they say
funny?
The thing and they go,
that's
not
good.
No, that's not good.
Nah.
Because you know how you respect a person's opinion, like like a doctor or something because they went to school to be a doctor.
And their fucking plaque is up there. Diplomas in the room you're in.
So now I've been a comedian, stand-up comedian for 10 years and internet comedian for like 17 years by this point. If you say something to me and no one reacts, and like your next thing is to either say I'm kidding or repeat it to make sure everybody heard it. No. I'll go, as the resident person who does this, that wasn't good.
And as a professional.
Which is fine. Let's move on to the next thing. Just don't say it again.
In my professional, you should just write a prescription for be funnier.
No good.
No good. Signed, Mike Felzo. All right, where are we at? Holy shit. We went, we just went and went, didn't
we? That was fun. That was a fun first half of the show.
Okay, let's get through these ads, and maybe we'll do like two history roads.
Man, I'll tell you what I'm thankful for, and that is HeadGum and providing us with a relationship to these sponsors. Thank you, you guys, for checking out the sponsors every now and again, because you know how it helps the show. Thank you, Neil Ghosh, for this music. And I hope you're all having a great day. That guy, I hope wherever that guy is, whatever precipice that guy's falling into right now is good.
I hope his pain ends soon.
Did you hear that guy just broke up with Kim Kardashian?
Wow. Dude, I really, like, I saw a really funny Pete Davidson meme. Are you okay over there? What are you doing? You didn't want us to see.
Kevin just took out his teeth.
Kevin put in his fake molars because he's going to eat something.
Damn, I'm not a dentist. We can't joke about that.
Dude, you can't. No. Excuse me, where's your dental?
I'm sorry. Degree? I'm sorry.
Heather can get us on everything now. Because if we say any medical shit at all, she can just be like, no, I'm a doctor. You can't say that.
Man,
only doctors can say
it. I want to say stuff, but I'm not going to.
Dude, what if you could just be like, because you're a professional comedian, you can literally tell anybody not to say something because you're the professional, you know? And in my professional opinion, that's not funny.
The problem with that is you can literally do two open mics and be like, I'm a comedian too.
I know. But like, we know you're a professional comedian.
It's been established.
Right, it's established.
I've said it on a podcast.
But yes, mimic what Mike said. Thank you to HeadGum. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our patrons. Thank you to everyone who listens to the show, helps the show, works on the show. Kevin Plackey in the studio, grooving to the music
of
Neil Ghosh.
Almost dancing over there.
And I want to sort of dance it. I want to thank Squarespace because, you know, they're a great, loyal sponsor. Been a sponsor on the show for quite some time now.
And you know they've handpicked us.
Absolutely. They knew what they were like. We need the best show to advertise our shit on. And they were like, Dynamic Banter right away. They knew it was Dynamic Banter, and so did we. And you know.
And you know we knew what
you it know was. We knew what we were. And guys, Squarespace is just the easiest, simplest way to open up your own website, start your website, feature your art, your band, your events, your hobbies,
online portfolio, you send stuff, start a business from your home.
Yeah. Did you know that if you're a good artist, you can make an online portfolio with Squarespace and then use that to submit your artwork?
Even if you're a bad artist, you can put your bad art on the internet and sell it to people.
We'll call it badart.com.
And you don't have to worry about your website looking like trash because you pick from one of these award-winning templates.
That's right.
And then all your friends and family are like, how'd you get such a beautiful website but your art is trash?
How'd you get good at website, mama? And mommy says, Squarespace. So, why don't you be as good as mama and go to squarespace.com where you'll get a free trial. Check it out. And if you love it and you're ready to launch that sucker out into the world wide web, go to squarespace.com/banter and you will save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain, which means you're going to save 10% off that site that you're going to put out in the world that showcases your abilities. Your fun. Your games. Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website, MikeFalzone.com. If you want to see what these sites look like, it's real good. You can see Mike's tour dates and all sorts of cool stuff there. It's very good. Mike, you use it as a tool for marketing.
I certainly do.
Yeah, because you're a comedian.
Yes, like if you want to come see the Surrounded show next month, you go to the literally the homepage of MikeCalzone.com, and it's right there.
And it's right there.
It wasn't the homepage, and then I was like, wouldn't this be beneficial if it was the homepage? I switched it
and
around.
And you switched it up. And how easy was it?
So easy.
There you go, guys. So go to Squarespace.com, straight from the horse's mouth. It's easy. And there's 24 hours, 7 days a week customer support. If you have any problems at all, what are you waiting for? This is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Go to Squarespace.com for that free trial. And when you're ready to launch the site, you go to squarespace.com/banter. Save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. And I thank you, Squarespace.
Okay.
Guys, <All right. laughs> you know what I like? Stamps.
Dude, Dude, I can't stop Steve from talking about
stamps. I know, all day.
I'm like, talk about something. Didn't you used to like movies?
I don't bring it onto the show. I don't make it a part of the show, but I love stamps.
Well, here you go. Here's your time.
And here's my time. I like stamps. But you know what I like more than stamps?
Movies?
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Yeah, man. That's right. Because, you know, running a business is, you know, can kind of feel like, like you need to be in two places at once to make everything happen. And there's not enough time in the day. Spike opened the door out to the blizzard.
It was just real fast. I want to make sure it wasn't still snowing.
All the snow comes in. Guys, having to drop what you're doing to make a run to the post office is a major pain in the tuchus, especially when you've got more important things to do, and don't I know it. So why don't you stop mailing and shipping the hard, old, boring way.
You don't want to go out into that blizzard.
No, listen to it. So,
it's beautiful.
Go to stamps.com. Someone's caroling. Go to stamps.com because it's your 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. You can skip the headache with stamps.com. And you know why?
Why?
Because it gives you access, stamps.com, to all the post office and UPS shipping services that you need right from your computer. Looking over the router. Dude, and you can do it all from your computer. How crazy is that? And you get discounts that you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% off the UPS. Now, whether you're an office sending invoices, an Etsy shop sending your products, or a warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com makes mailing and shipping a breeze. All you need is your regular computer and a printer. No special supplies or equipment needed. Plus, Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send. You can even order shipping supplies through Stamps.com, including free priority mail envelopes and boxes. How cool is that?
So, very cool. Very cool.
Why don't you stop mailing things and shipping things the hard way? Sign up with Stamps.com today. You sign up with our promo code BANTER, you'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to Stamps.com, you click the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter the code BANTER. And I'll tell you guys, it helps the show out a lot when you do that. So consider checking it out.
Kevin's churning butter. Okay.
And last but certainly not least, Factor. Careful. Careful. Hey, guys.
Everybody keep your mind sharp.
When the summer starts to wind down, fall can get a bit chaotic, but you know what? Factor's here to keep it simple with their ready-to-eat meal delivery that makes it easy to stay on top of that busy schedule while, you know, trying to stick to your daily goals and stuff. And look, Factor is the perfect meal solution.
Dude, super important. Zoya has been meal prepping every day, and it's an undertaking. At the beginning of the week, it's your whole night. Is your meal prepping for the rest of the week? What if there was a place you can go to where you're like, send me my
meals. Send me the meal preps.
So I know that I could eat clean, eat healthy all week, and maybe not spend all of Monday night or all of Sunday night.
And you're just like cooking and putting stuff into containers. And it's like, look, if you want to do that, that's fine. But Factor is here to take care of that for you.
Also, if you need more containers, let us know.
They're fully prepared dinners that you don't have to shop for, prep for, or clean up after. And they got you covered for weeks. They make lunch and dinner on busy days a total breeze. Their fresh, never frozen meals are delivered ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so you can fuel up fast and get on with your day. And not only does Factor Meals save time, they also keep you satisfied. Their chef-crafted recipes are packed with restaurant-quality flavor. It's so good, you almost can't believe it's dietitian-approved. And it's free for a limited time. Instead of spending those precious hours after you get home hustling around the store in the kitchen, they'll deliver ready-made meals right to your door, eliminating all that meal planning, prep, and cleanup time. I'm telling you, it's like they're giving you time.
I don't know how I got that.
That was great. Good mic. Factor puts in all the hard work so you don't have to. Their registered dietitians and expert chefs work hand in hand to create meals that'll make you feel good about eating every day. Okay, well, maybe sometimes multiple times a day. But also, Factor knows your preferences. They got vegan, veggie, protein plus, keto, and calorie smart options, cold pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, extra protein, veggie sides, and more to keep you fueled and focused all day long. How great does that sound, dude? It's literally all the things you need.
Sounds really great.
Doesn't it sound great, Mike?
Yes.
How great does it sound, Mike? Very because it's everything that you. So why don't you head to factor75.com/banter130 and use the code banter130 to get $130 off. Imagine across all six boxes.
Having an extra $130 in your pocket.
What the heck?
You can buy napkins.
Get those meals. That's code banter130 at go.factor75.com/banter130 for $130 off. Thank you, Factor.
Oh. Fuck, man. Yeah, same. Man, that was nice.
All right. Let's do just like a two history roads.
That sounds great.
We gotta get that shit out of here.
Kevin loves it. Kevin loves that song. How many people are singing right now?
70. 72. Five.
They're all that age as well.
130. But there's banter 130 people singing.
There's all dot 130 people singing.
We've got, ooh, Felicia. I don't know if this is our Felicia. Says, my mommy told me she has my first poop in the freezer.
No. Nope. Hey, Felicia, sorry for you to find out like this, but that's no good. That's no good.
What else is in there? Pot pie?
It almost doesn't matter. Like, what else is in the freezer?
Ice cubes? Yeah. What else is in the freezer?
Hey, grab an ice cream sandwich real fast. They're on the right. They're on the right.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What's over here?
They're on the right.
What's in that other ice cream sandwich box?
They're both in the box.
Just the box, the ice cream sandwich box on the right.
That's not good. That's not good.
Please help me figure out who's the weird one in this situation.
Your mom. See you next week. Your mom's weird.
Thanks for listening to the show, guys.
Oh boy.
So my mom and I have an ongoing discussion about whether it's weird or not that she kept my baby teeth. I think this is a fairly common thing for parents to do, but it grosses me out. Yeah, I mean,
not as weird.
Not as weird, but weird. It is weird. It's like, okay, keeping your kids' thanks. Bones. Thanks for having my bones.
Yeah, I think my mom had, like, from my first haircut, there's like a little clump of hair.
Yeah, I've got,
it's
dude,
tied with a little,
yeah,
ribbon.
Dude.
It was probably an 80s thing.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Because my mom, my baby book,
yeah,
has like, it's like the first page has like my birth pic, like, you know, pictures of when I was like a little, when I came out.
Sure.
When I wrote, when it blasted out.
Yeah.
And then there's like a little strand of my hair, like scotch tape,
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, that's my hair, I guess.
That's in case, because they were, all of our parents were told in the late 80s that they could clone us.
If something goes wrong.
And so they could have a kidney later on.
Yeah.
So there could be one kid that you do your best with and one kid that you farm for organs.
My parents thought I was going to die, so they cloned me, and that one went mad.
Yeah.
It had to be put down.
That one shows up for the podcast.
We don't talk about
it. No, he doesn't have a beard.
One thing you should know about my mom is that she has a very 12-year-old boy sense of humor.
I don't remember that one being that long.
Fart and poop talk always sends her into fits of giggles. We love it. We love a mom that loves a good fart joke.
Yeah. Mom who loves fart joke disciplines little guy.
Farts out of her mom hole.
Farts out of her wet mom hole. I'm to misbehave little butt hung.
Misbehaving little pipsqueaks. Those guys are pipsqueaks.
Dude, who's the director of that?
John,
I never ever want to meet that guy. That's a director that like wears a suit from here to here,
yeah,
and shorts from here to here.
Yeah.
No, 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 I need a close-up on the mom hole.
Dude, we have friends who do porn, and they're like behind the scenes. Their talk about making porn,
uh-huh,
is like everything to me. Like the director's coming in absolutely coked out, not,
yeah,
knowing what they're going to shoot.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
just going,
yeah.
You're going to fuck that one, and then you're going to say, like last night a friend of mine was saying, you're going to say, they talked for like 30 seconds. This is what you're going to say. And now go!
Yeah.
And it's like, how am I supposed to remember all that shit?
Yeah.
It's like, can't we just, this doesn't need to be, like, how much of the dialogue needs to be perfect in a porn?
There's, dude.
Zero.
I think porn and wrestling are, there's one thing that separates them.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes they're going to call it in the ring.
Yeah! maybe they should.
Yeah.
Do,
yeah,
that in porn. And call it in the ring.
They know who's going over on the finish.
You know what? I'm going to tap out. I'm tap out of this one. One day we were texting about the teeth thing, and she sent a message something along the lines of, well, I guess you probably won't want to know that I kept your first poop in a container in the freezer. I promptly freaked out and started text bombing her back, saying how unsanitary that is and how gross she is for doing it. Turns out she was fully joking.
Thank God.
And my very serious reaction sent her and my dad into full doubled over crying laughter.
Into full therapy.
Sent me into full therapy while they laughed at me.
Dude, that's great.
She now tells the story to every family member and friend who visits.
Yeah, could you believe that my daughter believed what I told her?
And I kept shit in the fridge, in the freezer.
Could you believe my daughter trusted me enough to trust what I was saying?
They all laugh at me for believing her. Not laughing at her for being like, I kept shit in the fridge. Now, gentlemen, I ask you, is this weird or not weird? This is my version of be nice or not be nice. I ask you, was I the weird one for fully believing that my mom...
For trusting your mom?
Who still has all my baby teeth in her possession.
Yeah.
Dude, when you were like, keep my bones, all I can think of is like, imagine how fucking grim it would be if someone's like, oh, this is my son's femur.
Do you want to hold it?
You want to hold it? Like, no, don't touch your fucking...
Hold it.
No!
See how it makes you feel.
I don't want to touch your son's bone.
See if it energizes you. Put it. You gotta put it by the windowsill.
Can you hear his voice when you hold it? Can you hear it?
Listen to my son's femur.
Put it up to your ears. If you smell it, it smells like his cologne.
How far down your throat can you put this, you think?
Anyway, I'm gonna make his cologne.
Once a month, they spray
it. They spray it with his favorite Axe body spray.
I don't like that.
And loves, okay, so am I the weird one for fully believing my mom, who still has all my baby teeth in her possession and loves poop talk, would keep my first poop in a container in the freezer? I'm still skeptical that she actually did and is passing it off as a joke because of my reaction. Okay.
The daughter started crying and the mom was like, I'm just kidding.
Get rid of it.
Throw the shit in the garbage.
Get rid of it.
Gone.
Honey, are you sure?
It's in the other ice cream sandwich
Honey,
box.
Are you sure?
Get rid of it. I said she's crying. We're just kidding.
Our daughter's crying.
And your father is kidding too.
You want me to throw it away now?
He actually went to go take out the trash.
Take out your trash. Dude. But it's not that.
You got to be careful with your kids because your kids grew up trusting you until you give them a reason not to. And don't be surprised when they get a call being like, oh, your mom has passed away. And they're like, okay.
Right, exactly.
You know, whatever.
Cry wolf.
Dude. Just know that you did that. When you call your daughter and be like, I fell in the kitchen.
Right. And yeah, right, mom. Around.
Yeah, eat my shit. It's in the freezer.
350 in the oven. Leave it in for 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, get a life alert.
Served chilled. Dude, some people have their, like, placenta in the freezer.
Okay.
From their birth of their child. So, like, it's not too much more bonkers to think someone's first poop is somewhere.
Yeah, but why would you save a first? What's the significance? I understand, like, placenta is something that I don't agree with it, but I do see how it's special, and it's like your baby's first backpack or whatever.
Baby's first backpack.
But, like, why would you save a shit?
My mom has a little jar, and it's empty, but on it says, baby's first cough.
I thought you were going to say first words.
Baby's first words.
You just, every Dude. Time you're about to speak, you hold a little jar.
Could you imagine mouth? Some parent going like, I think he's going to sneeze. I think he's going to sneeze. Put the jar in his mouth. We got it. We got it. We got it. Like, insane. That's his first piece.
Put it in the cabinet. There's like a cabinet that's filled with jars of like stuff that you can't see. This is Dude. My baby's first wish. Don't open it or it'll never come true. He said he was going to play on Shea Stadium someday.
Okay, we've got one more. Throwing up in a stranger's boyfriend's bathroom. Very embarrassing. Pooping in a lazy river. My mom thought you died.
That's pretty good.
Let's do it.
That's pretty good.
Taylor says, my mom thought you died. Hey, Mike and Steve. I'm a two horn honk baby girl. Second or third time roter. I wrote in last year because I was having a baby and said my son was going to think you two were his dads because he hears your voices so much.
Send us your kids' shit. We'll keep it forever.
But put dry ice around it so it stays frozen. Happy to report that he loves dancing and making fart noises along with the podcast.
Love that.
Good parenting? Who
no,
knows?
No, no.
Anyway, let's get back on the road. Good, because you were driving in the goddamn dirt for a second.
You're in the breakdown lane.
We recently went on vacation with my parents, brother, and nephew. One morning, while looking at his phone, my brother says, Tucker Carlson died. Both of my conservative parents were shocked. And my brother responded, yeah, he was stabbed. After about a minute, he tells them, I'm just fucking with you. It was hilarious, but what was even funnier was my mom's response.
Dude, can I do it? Can I do it real fast?
Yes.
That's not good. It was hilarious.
Well, to their conservative parents, maybe.
Not to them.
Well, it was hilarious to them because they're conservative
yeah,
parents.
Yeah, I get it. It's anyway, not good.
After, even funnier was my mom's response. She turns to the two of us, who have tears streaming down our faces from laughing, and says, not funny.
See?
That's like if I told you Steve Zaragoza died. Which we continued laughing, and my brother tweeted at Steve to tell him our mom thought he died.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Why she thinks Steve is my Tucker Carlson, no idea. I don't like it. Shout out to my broby Juan Cameron for always making me laugh till I cry. And for first introducing me to SourceFed back in the early days, maybe I'll write in someday to tell you about how we were in some promo video for Disney World when we were kids.
That's fun.
Taylor. Thank you, Taylor. What a
thank you, Taylor. Funny. All I'm saying is that karma-wise, you gotta be careful about joking that people are dead.
Yes.
There's an old, what were those books that are like stories to read after you?
Oh, yeah.
Those are my favorite back in the day. Yeah. It's all I would get out of the library in like sixth grade. And there was a poem in the middle of it. And being dyslexic, I always gravitated towards the smallest amount
of words. Right, because you're like, yeah, yeah.
I'm making up the stories to the rest of these, essentially.
Right.
And it said, don't you ever laugh when a hearse goes by, because you may be the next to die.
Yeah.
And that always stuck in my head. Yeah. So you don't want to joke about people dying, even if you don't agree with anything.
Even if you think they're a piece of shit or something. Yeah,
yeah. I'm just saying, somebody keep him. You joke however you want to joke.
Yeah.
It's no good.
Yeah.
But you joke however you want to joke. But just
in the off chance,
just be careful
that spilling negative out of your mouth
goes into the universe,
makes the universe a worse place. Because we don't know. Maybe not. But in the off chance it does, maybe it's better not.
Maybe that's what fuels the aliens.
Yeah.
And you don't want to contribute to that.
All right. Where are we at? Should we end it? All right, let's end it. Guys, what a show, huh? Mike and I are back, and just so that we can go again. That's my favorite Beach Boys song from Animal Sounds.
We're back so we can go again.
Mike,
we're
you got back.
We're back. Next week I'll be in Hawaii. Don't even think about contacting me in any type of a way.
I know not to text him at all for any reason.
Everyone knows.
I do want to text you to just tell you I love you at one point.
I'm going
to
send you pictures of me in a state of perpetual bliss. And then on the first Friday of next month, which is September 2nd, is the next two Surrounded shows. We're back to doing an early and a late show. Last one sold out, and it was so fucking fun. Come to the next one. And then if you live on the East Coast and you're like, why can't I go to a Surrounded show? There are Surrounded shows happening in New York and Connecticut. I don't remember the date for the Connecticut one. As soon as I have a ticket link for that, I'll start telling you about that. But in New York City at the Stand at 10 o'clock on September 27th. At the Stand, there is a Surrounded show happening in New York City.
That's so cool, man. Taking the Surrounded show to the East Coast.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Even though, I guess technically Montreal was like the East Coast, right?
Yes, I didn't know that until I got there. I thought it was in the middle of Canada.
Right? We don't know. Americans know Canada's up there.
Yeah.
But it's all the same to us.
I know the places I've been. I know Toronto is on the East Coast because I know how long it takes to get there.
Right.
But I was like, this flight will be half the time because it's in Montreal.
Dude, I was surprised.
It's even further east.
Right? Yeah. Dude, being in Seattle, I was like talking to a Canadian friend who lives in, what's the one that's like right above Seattle?
Is it like Calgary?
No, it's Vermont or something. Or not Vermont.
Vermont is the United States.
Yeah, it's like, what's the real pretty one? That's like a dock, an ocean town, kind of. Like a
in the U.S. or in Canada?
Canada. It's the beautiful Canadian...
Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Vancouver's like right above Seattle, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like right there. And I was like, what the fuck? That's so close.
Yeah.
I didn't know it.
I think Canada. You would like that British Columbia, Vancouver.
Oh, dude, I want to go.
Yeah. Like a little stoner.
Also, Mike, do you know... if the Scissors for Everyone shirt is still available for pre-order?
I think it absolutely is. It's definitely not available.
Right.
So go ahead and check that out. Thank you to everyone who bought one so far. I can't wait to see those out in the wild.
Yeah.
I can't wait, man.
I want to know, for those of you that get it, I want to know the conversation. What kind of chats you have. Yeah. I want to know what people think that is.
What do you stand for? What's your kind of moral compass?
Here's the thing. Owen came over the other day and was like, he's like, you got a scissors everywhere shirt coming out? Let me see it. He hadn't seen it. I showed it to him, and he's like, this is so stupid. You guys are so fucking stupid. And, and I was like, I know. Isn't it funny?
How many do you want?
Dude, but the thing is like, the more I thought about it, obviously it's stupid. Scissors for everyone. Even babies.
Everyone who orders gets scissors. But dude,
everyone I talk to about it, like, some people don't know what it is and hear us talking about it, and I'm explaining it to, like, my friends, and, like, I'm starting to realize that I'm not talking about it like a joke anymore. I'm talking about it like, seriously,
that's imagine, how these things happen.
Imagine if scissors were for everyone.
Yeah.
And imagine at any moment, with arm's reach, you could have scissors.
Yeah.
And someone, and everyone's like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But I think it's not as stupid as we think it is. And now I'm like thinking, how do we do this?
How do we get scissors? I want, the thing that gets me is one person calls and orders scissors for everyone. Yeah. And then another person does it?
And no, and that's more than enough. Someone's going to have to buy scissors for everyone, and that might be you.
One person orders it, and that company is out of business.
And see, that's the great thing. We don't have a company that's money hungry.
No.
We have a company that simply wants
people
scissors
hungry.
For everyone.
Yeah. We want scissors everywhere, and we do that by getting scissors to everyone.
Our plan is to have scissors everywhere. And we thank you
by 2024, there will be scissors everywhere.
So if you believe in this movement, go get pre-order your scissors for everyone shirt at dynamicbanter.clothing. Shout out to Byron McCoy, who's been hosting our shop and his wonderful website with cool shit too, by the way. His shirts and stuff are awesome. If you like the DB shirts, you'd love all the other shit he sells.
Hide and Seek is his company.
It's wonderful.
If you like that kind of
stuff. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So, and thank you to the artist who made that, whose name escapes me, but, you know, it's on the things already. We said it already. Someone's name, his name's Jeff.
Yeah. Greg.
All right. Well, guys, everybody, have it nice.
Have it nice and get it out.
Have it get out. Why don't you have it get?
Right?
That was a HeadGum Podcast.